anabhritam,
those who live.
And anukulena Krishna anusilam is bhakti. Up to Mahabhav, beginning from Sabdha, up to Mahabhav, all comes under this Uttama Bhakti. When we do by these outer indriyas, from tan we utter Krishna name. We remember the pastimes of Krishna and all these things from this mind. We hear a Krishna katha from these
ears.
We do so many service with hands in Mandir, Shri Mandir. Pada Seva, doing parikrama and serving the feet of Gurudev and Vaishnava, all are Pada Seva. These are sadhana. But when we do with anistha, not with sinistha, we can give only something what? Sukruti Uttha Aparadha. Offense, anartha. Name, when, all will be akarshit ho jayenge. Charm or attracted. So name, fame, everything will come at that. If we are immersed in this thing, Krishna prema goes away. No, not fruitful. But if we live this, another is duskriti uttha. We have done some wrong in past
lives
or in this life. So many calamities, so many opposite things are coming. Then we chant name like Haridas Thakur, that Musalman let him in 22 bazaars and try to cut his neck. Like Prahlad Maharaj, so many things come. But we should not think that all are coming from offense. Sometimes Krishna gives it to purify and to dhrdh karne ke liye. There was nothing wrong with Prahlad Maharaj. No previous births, all these things. He never did wrong. Draupadi has never did any wrong, any offense, but yet it came to put her name everywhere in the whole world. So, but for our, we are offensive persons. So, something can come. By aparad something can come. Vaidhi bhakti, sopadhik bhakti, this can come. But this should be very, very sincere to bhakti, our Gurudev and Vaishnavas. Then we can cross all these things. Then we can come into ruchi, and after ruchi we can come into asakti. And this kinds of nishtha makes a man that his saddha will be turned into nishtha. Otherwise, nishtha will not come. So we should try to do bhakti with what Rupa Goswami has told. First, leaving all kinds of anartha. And when it will be done, or at the time of doing all these things, nishtha will come, and we can do pure sadhana, whether of Vaidhi bhakti or of Raganuga bhakti. That will produce fruit bhava. Kriti sadhya bhaveta sadhya bhava. The sadhan which
by bodies,
by the senses, mind and senses.
That are called sadhana bhakti. Those who are doing bhakti, shravan kirtan smaranam, all things, but bhav is not coming and there is no hope to come bhav, then these are cancelled. These are not bhakti at all. Huh? And the bhav which produces prem, this is called bhav. Otherwise, bhava is not there. Bhava-bhash, bhava-pratibimba, all these things. So we should try to do sadhan-bhajan like this, what is given in Bhakti-rasami-sindhu, or Bhakti-rasami-sindhu, Bindu, or Vishwanathya-kirti-thakur. And we should follow Madhurya-kadumbi. We have read it.
I like to speak with Brajavasi.
Yeah.
When I ever go and have chance, I take Madhukri from their homes.
Yeah.
Once I went to Nandagaon and I thought that today I will not beg any Madhukri from any Brajavasi and eat without begging. Comes Madhukri itself, I will think that it is the mercy of Krishna Narayana and Nanda Baba and Yashoda. After some time, I saw that a lady of 20 or 22 years, she has a bojha, she has a load on her head, green grass, and she was going, "Baba, what are you talking? Come with me, and I will give Madhukri to you." How she knew and how she heard, I cannot. I become so much astonished, tears came in my eye. "Oh Baba, come.
And don't
at
wait,
that
come.
Time my age was about 25-6. Then I and three others, all we are devotees, went there. A devotee of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. He was leading us. Nandagaon. Then we went to her house. Her husband, her swasu,
mother-in-law,
and all were there. She put off his load. Baba, come here. And she gave a cot, hot money cart. And she went at once.
Wash his hands.
And told her
mother-in-law,
"Mother, come here. The saint has come. I'll have to give them malpua." And she has made malpua in his house. So she brought four malpua,
big size.
And I took that on my head, and tears were shortened. Used to come in by us. Today Nanda Baba and Yashodama has done so much mercy upon us.
Vishwanatha Prabhu Thakur is saying, Arjuna is not satisfied to hear Gita. He thought that Krishna is cheating me by teaching all this Gita. is in Gita last it has been written that sarva dharmam parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja. He is seeking us saranagati. But saranagati is the first phase or pravesh dwar.
Entrance of bhakti realm, not bhakti. If a man is doing anukullasya sankalpa pratikullasya vivarjanam rakshasiti ti viswasu gurtite varlam tata atyanikshepa karpanyo, it is not bhakti. It is the qualification to enter in bhakti realm. No?
Saranagati.
Saranagati. So Saranagati is not a part, a anga of bhakti. Samajh rahi hai? Bhakti nahi hai. Bhakti ka anga nahi hai. Kintu bhakti mein pravesh karne ke liye ye qualification hai. No? Krishna is telling to do Saranagati. Oh, am I not Saranagat bhakta? Krishna is friend of mine, he is friend. I am friend of Krishna. Not only friend. I am brother-in-law of Krishna. Brother-in-law, samajhti hai? Unke kya hai?
Bhaijari.
Bhaijari hai. Bhaijari hota hai.
Bhagwan Krishna ki behen Arjun ki patni thi. To Bhagwan Krishna saali ho.
Really? There is a relation also.
Yes.
To have bhakti, to do bhakti, and one is has any real sambandh with Krishna. So bhakti is of so many kinds. Especially Braj bhakti is up to Radhanuga bhakti is two kind. No? Kamanga, Sambandhanga. Gopis are of Kamanga. Arjun, Jasomati, Jasoda Devi, Nand Baba, Uddhav all are related. No? Sambandha, Sambandhanga. हम लोगों वी शुड बी संबंधानुगा फर्स्ट एंड देन कामानुगा इन लास्ट. तो अर्जुन इज संबंधानुगा भक्त नॉट संबंधानुगा संबंधात्मक. ही इज एसोसिएटेड विद कृष्ण बाई थ्री और फोर रिलेशंस. कृष्ण इज
brother-in-law.
No. Kunti and Vasudev are brothers and sisters.
Brother and sister.
Yes.
No? And Vasudev son is Krishna. Hmm. So, yahan par bua lagti.
That means ki Arjun is Vasudev Maharaj is maternal uncle and his son is Krishna. So they are
this relation.
They
are cousins.
Yeah.
One relation.
Yeah.
Second is Subhadra.
Yeah.
Right. His name is his brother-in-law.
Brother-in-law. Yeah.
Friend.
Cousin, brother-in-law, friend.
Friend. So, and Krishna becomes Das of Arjuna.
Yes.
Because he
inside.
Mm. So many relations here. Once Narad went to see Krishna, he asked Shankar, Shivji, that where I can see Krishna, meet Krishna. He told that you should go to Indraprastha, where Arjun, Yudhishthir, Draupadi, all are. Krishna is here.
you should not go here and there. You should go to Arjuna's quarter. There Draupadi will be, Subhadra will be present, and Krishna will be also present there. So he went to Indraprastha and he straight went to the home, quarter of Arjuna. No checking, nothing. No doorkeepers were there. He went straight. When he went there, he saw that there is a palanka. Palanka, you know?
They have just like this.
Bandage. Yeah.
That's it. Gone.
Cool.
There is a... He sat there and he was at first astonished. He seeing that Krishna is sleeping, having his feet on the breast of Arjuna, passing. And Arjuna's feet was towards the head of Krishna. And Krishna has taken Arjuna's feet in his laps. Krishna. And the feet of Krishna, which was passing through Arjuna, Rukmini and Draupadi and Subhadra were serving. And giving chaman, bhajan, everything. And the feet of Arjuna passing through the breast of Krishna. Rukmini Shaptabhama were serving, and all other Jamanti and others were giving chaman, bhajan, is. And Arjuna was, though he was sleeping, but he ate. Krishna, Krishna, from every room. Room, you know?
Hair.
From every hair.
This hair is
from room.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. He saw that.
Krishna, Krishna came out from Arjuna's room.
By sound?
Yes.
Narusha. Everyone worship Krishna. I have never seen that Krishna is worshipping to another any person. But here I am seeing. Arjuna is the same rank of Krishna here. More than that Sudama in Dwarka.
Sudama Vipra.
And he is equivalent of Krishna. But now Krishna is telling giving him, teaching him only Sharanagati. If a man is postgraduate and anyone is telling that you should go to first Kakha Baba, you should go to ABCD.
Yes.
So he is giving me this Sharanagati Shiksha. So if a man reads the third chapter of Jaiva Dharma or Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is so taste that Gita, it is very best book in world, but yet it seems that it is first book of bhakti. Swamiji has also told.
Yes. He says that the where the Bhagavad Gita ends, the Srimad Bhagavatam begins.
This is the Vaishnava theory. Krishna is telling such thing in Uddhav Sandesh. He is telling Uddhav, you should tell gopis that they should always remember me and they should do dhyan, you know, meditation.
Yes, meditation.
Keeping eyes up, always see Krishna there. Krishna, I am everywhere. Gopis are telling that we don't want. We don't want. What we want? Krishna should come. Brahmanya then take this dhyan. Shankar can do it. They can take it as first class of meditation. But we want that Krishna should come. And he should paint our face. No?
Yes.
When we become tired, he should massage our feet.
He's tired.
We want. We don't want to meditate Krishna. So he should not give a lesson of saranagati to us. Ahushyate nalinabhupadaravinda. In Srimad Bhagavati it is stated. And in Chaitanya Chaitami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so glad to read this poem. And there was discussion about this in Rat Jata Prasanga of Chaitanya Chaitami, you know?
Yes, yes, I know. Yes. But Maharaj, when Uddhava actually went to Vrindavan, the gopis seemed to appreciate very much and accepted him as Shiksha Guru. Why didn't they tell him, don't teach us this?
Who?
Uddhava.
Who thought like this? Gopis?
I said, yeah, the gopis seemed to appreciate him.
Him, meaning to Krishna or Uddhava?
Uddhava. No.
Because Uddhava has asked gopis, fits dust. Asamaho charana renu shamaho shamaho. Ar bande nanda prajaistri nang padri namma fiksnasa. I want to have a dust of gopi's feet on my head. If gopis took him as a siksha guru, then why Uddhava praised it just like this? So this is all. But Uddhava determined in his mind that gopis are our guru.